Susanna Capon asked Tom Pickard about the title of the poem.
It comes from a celebration in Northumberland, mid-Northumberland, in Allendale, in fact, where we used to live for a while, where they have a New Year's Eve ceremony. They have a huge bonfire in the centre of the square, and the pubs are open until about 11:30. Everyone gets happily drunk. They have a band, which plays once a year. I don't think it rehearses. And all the men dress up in costumes of one kind or another, like cowboys and Indians, or you know, hangmen, or nuns, or kings and pearly queens, and you know, everything you can imagine, just about. And about 11:30, they come out of the bars, and they have a half beer barrel, which is coated with, the inside of which is coated with tar. They set fire to it, and they walk around. About 30 or 40 men go around this huge procession in the village. They kind of snake their way around the village, and they become transformed when they have this, and become like giants, and they're literally dancing under this fire. You see, it's like dancing in the fire.
Is the dragon part of the sort of mythology?
Well, there is a strong, yeah, there's a strong dragon or snake mythology there, things like the Lambton Worm. But it's also obviously an international myth, isn't it? The Chinese use it a lot, the dragon. There's also St. George and the dragon for England as a whole. But there are a lot of stories about dragons in that part of the world. We lived, while I was writing the poem, very close to a coke works in Gateshead, and every night this huge flame would be burning, would light up the whole sort of industrial valley. And during the writing of the poem, because they were my concerns, that became the dragon for me, the flame burning at night.
Part of the poem is actually written in the children's voices.
Yeah.
Are they children from Newcastle or...?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're street songs that... I mean, there were soldier songs, I think, a lot of them we used to sing immediately. The whole poem, anyway, tries to sum up everything I could about the area after the war, when I grew up, immediately after the war, and some of the songs which came into our repertoire was the old soldier songs. Like, there's an echo in the poem in the martyr sequence where there's an echo of that famous song which we used to sing all the time, which is what, Hitler's only got one ball, Himmler is very similar, and poor old Goebbels has no balls at all. That one, there's an echoes of that in it. Martyr is like some kind of cripple in a way, someone who's literally been crippled by either, you know, his immediate geography, that's political geography too. Love is just a pile of dust. A narrow bridge leads to a ruined castle protected by wolves. A miner carved in stone above his tomb, green and black only now. Taken from the Roman wall to build instead of defend, to construct towers. Others used one slab at a time to represent themselves. A blue fish gave me your address, showed uncharted land lay between us. Flowers obstructed us, butterflies clung to our eyes, walls were dissolved one after the other as we grew closer. Owls of descent hovering only to preserve that space between us. You were a dream, as I approached, withdrew. Someone said the instructions were not meant to be read and understood. Blackbird flew to top of sun-tipped tree, all below became dark, he sang. How the master race longs to be enslaved in the bedroom, slave secured in his dream, hard, no wind, nothing changes step, love, flesh and faith alone. See my own stone stances. One fixed gaze burns into life. Drums beat a retreat to the stars. A sinking, flaming head quenched in the darkness throws light on the cycle, light, dark, light. Holes drilled into city concrete, to fill with concrete, no crack uncovered, no gasp of green. The graveyard gives a splash of living colour. The victors thirst for their own more terrifying defeat. What taxation and energy is required, how the people beat their guns back into chains. She points out the attic window to a dragon coiled in the valley, tells me street lamps mark the roads, and the roads are old. I ask for words, and her hair ignites, brings in the dragon. I ask for a lance, she shows me bracken to kindle its fire. Red and dancing, black and burning, her eyes. The soil we squeeze makes coal to give the fire the wings we need to fly. We shuffle through you, mother, to our death, took our claws to build a nest and whisper to each other. We've grown wings and fly together, leaving you the woven twig that shaped the egg. Dragon's flame, a local call to the sun. Once kept firmly beneath the turf, all the men and boys went below the surface to revive you. Blistering hoar made us wolves, and I, like the rest, danced round, ancestor burning, out of their tombs, out of the rock, into the air. Tall lady in the dark corner, take off your hat. We're in possession of a dragon, and he lights the room with fire. Wind blows through the windows, flicks the trees, glittering of stars. Tonight we travel the passageways and tunnels. All is dark and warm. Movement becomes peace. Curled in my stomach, burn with flames that give no light. Little black flame in my little black belly. Little black flame in your own black belly. I am the dark, do not look to me for light. The train rumbles in the valley, dream of dragons roaring in my belly. Look through eyes of darkness and discover darkness. The voice that speaks is clear, my own falters. Whose head is this? I gnaw to a bone. Secure and sealed off in my womb, answer one word, cannibal, cannibal, cannibal. What flesh there is yours, cannibal, cannibal, cannibal. That hand you feel is yours, those words are yours, the air you breathe is yours, the walls you touch are yours, and impenetrable shaped into a shell, windows of darkness, walls of darkness, your teeth cannot crack rock, doors of darkness leading into darkness. The sleeping sun, a pea-skin, your strength, the only nourishment, your swollen tongue. Eat that, stay alive another hour, but lose the power of speech. Dissolve, dissolve, reduce to cotton wool and still dissolve. Reduce to white sea foam and still dissolve. Dissolve to fishes in the sea and still dissolve. Dissolve to eggs beneath the leaf and still dissolve. Dissolve to fibres in the roots and still dissolve. Dissolve into a fish's eye and still dissolve. Dissolve into a seagull's beak and still dissolve. Dissolve into a seagull's crap and still dissolve. Dissolve into the salt upon the sea and still dissolve. Dissolve into a spot of blood and still dissolve. Dissolve into a kiss and still dissolve. Dissolve into a tongue and still dissolve. Dissolve into a lick and still dissolve. Dissolve into a mirror's eye and still dissolve. Dissolve into your own desire and still dissolve. Dissolve into her warmest fur and still dissolve. Dissolve into her breast of milk and still dissolve. Dissolve into your sucking lips and still dissolve. Dissolve into the air and still dissolve. The milk burns in your throat. The flame is yours. You are the flame. There is no name. You are the name. The river's voice is many flamed. Always shook, always trembled, always walked, martyr from Westerhope. We called him martyr and he always shook. They said he was shell-shocked. No one knew him. He always turned up, sometimes twice or three times a day. No day was complete without martyr. We thought he was a spy or wanker, wore a slouch hat and raincoat in all weather. If you gone to Kenton Woods, Mart, I'll get ya. Mart, I'll get ya. The more we discovered of the world outside, there was martyr. He was no joke. Silence when he passed. Great stories followed him. Hero. Raper. All the time his fingers trembled, his eyes blinked, pulling the hat over his face. Watch out for martyr. Got red hair and walks all day. The large world must seem small to martyr. A hush round the lamppost when he passed into the next lamp's light. Who? Yes, martyr looker. Tall and thin, speaks to no one. A ghost from another age with bombs and trenches. Mustard gas and martyr. Steel helmets and martyr. Bayonets and martyr. Medals and martyr. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Martyr'll get ya on his knee. 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6. Martyr'll tack down your necks. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9, Martyr's name is Frankenstein. Tot from the shop said a bomb exploded in his trench. Comes in every day for his woodies and matches. He has no words, only demands and memories of old commands. Martyr's got a blade in his mac. Martyr wears an old gas mask. Martyr got a shock in the war. Martyr he can't shag any more. Martyr's got no cock in his pants. Left it on the shores of France. He wasn't anybody's husband, not that we knew. He lived somewhere else, no one knew. Motherless martyr, left her with his enemies and memories in the trench, similar to Himmler, only he'd never been in the Albert Hall and his balls were used as anchors for his cock to stop it floating off like a zeppelin every time it sniffed fresh air. Martyr, oh martyr, your lack of words makes us suppose so much. Do you get your dole on Fridays? A train replaces the dragon, roars in the valley, engines shunt, a voice from someone's telly. Oh, you watch me on the box, my lips move, my eyes are dots, my tune is an electrical cackle. Wired magic in a wooden box, I am a coffin with a window. You can watch, see me flicker, if you touch, I will shock. It's not electric interference that makes me present shadows of the real event. I am rich, I am greedy, pay the rent, and I will give you anything I invent. My hand to her breast tore away the cloth, her feet touched my leg, scattering birds smelt the damp grass, blood to a gallop, peewits flashed their white bellies, my fingertips exploded at her tits, a rabbit dashed to the stream, gull white and wisely perched on the bridge, cocked its eye at the fish. Her nipples filled my mouth, implored me to relax, whisper silver fishes in her ear. One touch could crumble. Edvard Munch's soul stirs in her womb. With no glib intent, lay my head on her belly. She licks my ears. We love a little. Father, you built the lines I travel on. My direction was laid by your sweat and death. Glitter magpie, take my soul and squeeze it, set your beak and tear it out. Eyes of joy dispel the mist, the hawk and the railway yard. I saw it snatch a prey, peck a hole in the sky, let the magpie through. Boats sail cities on secret canals, and murky creatures lurk up railway sidings. What is chosen remains.
That was Dancing Under Fire by Tom Pickard, read by the poet. The poem was first broadcast in December 1974.